This audio clip is brought to you by Lickin' On Lending and the sponsors that make this show possible, ArchMI, Black Knight, and Open Mortgage. To listen to the full episode, check out lickinonlending.com.
Good to have you back in the house, Andy Schell. Give us an update. So good to have you, friend.
Thanks, Dave. Last week was great. I was at the Loan Division Conference. I spoke for 2 days about hedging, advanced accounting, how to measure and report results. It went really, really well. Really glad to be there.
Awesome.
And thanks for giving me the week off. Although I did submit a recording.
I know you did. I know you did. Appreciate that. Hey, there's so many things I want to ask you, questions that have come in about profitability. A lot of focus on that, but I know you got a report, and then I have one quick question for you.
Okay, sure.
Go.
Well, some of the financial statement calculations are really deceptive to business owners, and so we're going to cover that in the webinar. But I did want to do the quick pitch because our webinar starts on Wednesday of this week. In 2 days,
yeah,
on October the 3rd, we start our 5-session webinar series through the MBA, and we cover how to capture data in mortgage lending, how to measure results in mortgage lending, and that includes hedging and the position adjustment, how to maximize profits in mortgage lending, and that's through organizational design, leadership tactics, operational efficiency, and then on through how to turn plans into action, what we call an evolutionary adaptation, where you actually drive to an expected outcome, and then how to report all this stuff to internal management and external parties. And when you start dealing with external parties and sending financial reports to your warehouse line lenders who are FDIC or OCC regulated commercial banks, now all of a sudden you got to send them data in generally accepted accounting principles formats, and that's where the disconnect occurs, because the internal numbers are like, how much did I make, what did I close, what revenue did I get, and GAAP makes you do all kinds of machinations that make it hard to understand. But we're going to talk about it, we're going to explain it, we're going to demystify secondary marketing, we're going to demystify financial reporting, and we're going to show people how to calculate KPIs that drive results in your business, just like what Tyler's going to talk about. But we're going to be talking about it for 5 weeks. Sign up at the MBA.org education, live webinars. Look forward to having everybody on the webinar. Who wants to learn more about this stuff? I mean, for some people, it's like going to the dentist, but I like it.
No, I think it's great. It's good stuff, and you do a great job on these webinars, so I encourage people to check it out. Go to the MBA website. Here's the question for you, Andy. You mentioned recently one of our listeners texted me and said, hey, when you're on the podcast, ask Andy this. You cannot cut your way to profitability. Everyone understands that. What are the warning symptoms when you've gone too far, or more importantly, when you're getting close to going too far on the cuts?
Well, some of it's going to be driven by customer experience. Some of it's going to be driven by just having a feel for how much is enough. So if you start, like for example, you cut your IT budget in half, and then that's a lagging reaction because it's probably going to take a year for that to really impact you. But if you cut your sending Christmas birthday cards or some of the like top of mind, some of the CRM stuff, you start cutting that and people feel it. So also on the origination side, if you start cutting back too far and you delay processing, delay underwriting, delay closing, customers feel that, and that generates reputation risk. So we got all these moving targets to try to address. So I think you got to start with the fluff, and I think that's probably already gone. So now it's really a very difficult decision because you're going to have to deal with short-term, long-term trade-offs in terms of reduction and what's the effect. So cause and effect is going to be a huge issue. And when we're looking at surviving, we have to focus on cash flow. So doing the things that preserve cash flow and drive financial performance through the system most effectively is probably the place to start. And I would also be very careful about loan originator profitability. So low-volume originators who suck up a lot of time by throwing in things that just hope they stick and don't ever get done and chew up a lot of secondary time on concessions and demand marketing, create a bunch of new flyers, you know, some of that you got to think about. You got to really think about the ROI on supporting low-producing originators. So I would probably start there. What do you think, Dave?
You know what I told him? It's complicated. Call Andy.
Oh,
well, that was my answer. It's complicated. Call Andy. So, Andy Schill, good to have you back. It's a great answer, and I love your contribution to the podcast since the beginning, along with Alan and Joe. Alice and Joe, sorry. So it's good to have you here, friend.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Archemy is happy to be a proud sponsor of the program. Today, I'd like to let your listeners know about RateStar from Arch Mortgage Insurance. RateStar makes it easy to choose what type of mortgage insurance coverage your loan needs. Quotes are delivered in seconds and represent our most competitive Archemy rates based on the strength and quality of the loan application. That's the power of RateStar. Getting a mortgage insurance quote has never been so powerful or so simple.
As housing prices climb, U.S. homeowners are holding more tappable equity than ever before. Effectively capturing the equity market could pose a unique challenge for lenders who may be limited by the capabilities of their current loan origination system or consumer lending platform. Lenders looking to streamline their home equity business processes can benefit from Black Knight's LoanSphere Empower loan origination system. Using this robust and intelligent technology, Empower can originate both first mortgages and home equity loans on the same system. This single configurable solution will help lenders improve margins, support regulatory requirements, and enhance customer satisfaction. To learn more about Empower, visit blackknightinc.com today.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Are you an authority figure? Behavioral scientists have discovered that people are much more likely to follow a person who is perceived as an expert. There's an important word you may have missed, perceived. Studies have been conducted to prove it. Physical therapy patients are more likely to exercise if their therapist has their degrees or certificates displayed on their wall. People are likely to pay a stranger for access to a parking spot if the stranger is dressed in a uniform. The therapist's credentials carry an air of expertise, while the parking lot officer is more an authority than an expert. The effect is more powerful when a third person introduces the expert. Even if the third party is directly associated with the expert, it doesn't affect perception. A group of realtors found that having their receptionist list each realtor's accomplishments before transferring customers to the realtor, their business increased drastically, 20% increase in appointments, and 15% increase in signed contracts. So ask yourself, how can I structure my connections and referrals so that I'm introduced as the expert? Instead of giving your cell number to every contact, why not use your receptionist like the realtors? Let him or her introduce your expertise and authority. Or use an answering service. They can talk you up before forwarding your now impressed clients. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.